Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This story is from CBS Sports senior NFL writer Will Brinson, and he wrote up an article on the 2024 NFL Draft winners and losers. Eagles, Steelers, Commanders load up. More iffy moves by the Panthers. That is the headline. And within this article, he talks about Kirk Cousins and the Falcons. So just a snippet from it. He said, let's caveat any loser designation with this. Kirk Cousins is still getting paid $100 million by the Falcons and is still the starting quarterback in Atlanta. But his decision to leave Minnesota and sign with the Falcons was couched in part because there was no competition for a future from a future replacement. So clearly Cousins felt somewhat slightly burned by the Falcons' decision to sit at 8 and take Michael Penix out of Washington. That's a top 10 pick on a quarterback. We over-scrutinize depth chart situations when a quarterback is drafted with a mid-round pick. So he goes on and on, but basically questioning whether or not, you know, if Kirk Cousins was one of the losers of this draft, and that's kind of what he was saying.
There's he does point out that, look, I understand that there's getting paid essentially $10 million doesn't make you a loser.
No.
And he's right. That should be the clarification. But it is.
Well, that's what he said. That's what I read.
But I know. That's what I'm saying. And I agree with that. But the problem for me where I agree with him about it being a loser situation is now you have to have that back. What the Falcons don't understand, which is something I think they'll address at some point, is you essentially created a quarterback controversy. Because what do people like? New shiny things. What is a first round?
Quarterback's the most popular guy on the team in
yes.
situations.
Not to
mention,
especially a first round draft pick that you've spent money on and you have no basic relationship with Kirk Cousins. Like, he's not a guy that's played here for 6-7 seasons and you're like, man, I'm loyal to him. He's just a hired gun off the street that you went and got another hired gun off the street, the same position when it only was one of them. So his first time he has a one touchdown, three interception game, and you lose by a field goal or by a quarterback turnover, there's going to be some in the fan base that want to move on already. It doesn't matter.
This is not going to
happen. It's not that it's not going to happen, but it's now fans are going to make noise about it. Certain media members are going to make noise about it, and therefore you get asked those questions, and
that
gets annoying.
That's fine. I'm sure it will be annoying, but let's just go ahead and we just put that away. Because, listen, let me ask you this. You draft a quarterback number one overall, he's going to play. Why? Because you drafted a number one overall. There's no controversy here. Let me tell Falcons fans this. There's no controversy, and there won't be a controversy, because if you're Raheem Morris and you say, hey, we're going to start Michael Penix over a healthy Kirk Cousins, you might as well have sealed the fate of Terry Fontenot. Because you got a $45 million back quarterback. Not a number 8 overall pick. Now you've got a $45 million backup quarterback at that point. It's I'm frustrated by the pick. I'm on board with it. The more we move forward and I'm trying to, clean my hands of it, but there's not going
to
be a controversy. I don't even think Kirk's the loser. I disagree with the article. I don't even think Kirk's the loser. Kirk was part of a draft where they took RG3 and then took him later in the fourth round. Like, he gets the business of football. I just wonder if he would have maybe thought about some other places to go play football if he knew this was going to happen.
But I don't think this story is not going to just – like, training camp's going to come, right?
No.
We already know, yes, Kirk Cousins, they said he's going to be the starter, but, he's still at training camp and probably a lot of people poking around for reports that will probably emerge during that time too. So.
We'll go back to Kirk's opening press conference. Like, there was one place that absolutely wanted me, and it was here. And this is where they want me here, and I want to be here. And
he also said, when the quarterback and the GM and the coach are all on the same page, you can start winning championships.
Yeah.
I don't know how on the same page he was Thursday night.
Yeah, they were. They were. As soon as they called him, in the middle of them being on the clock, saying, hey, we're taking the quarterback here, which was not something we told you we were going to do at the 8th overall pick. We're not ready to win now, I guess, because we're going to take a stash and dash draft pick.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.